Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We've got a lot of information for you, all stacked up, lined up, and ready. Things that you can really use around your home. This is the right place to get the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. During this hour, we're going to talk about how you might be able to take your yard that might have a little bit of a slope to it and be able to really improve that considerably by using some retaining blocks. My co-host Joe Truini knows all about that.
Yeah, I wish I'd lived. I'm envious if anyone has a level lot. I live here in Western Connecticut, and there are no level lots. There's some acreage they call vertical acreage because it's so hilly.
Oh,
but
boy.
Yeah, if you have a level lot, I am very jealous of you. But yeah, I mean, that is a big challenge, right, Danny? We hear all the time from listeners. They want to do a particular landscaping project, whether it's a patio, a deck, or a retaining wall, mm-hmm. but they've got a lot of hills and slopes, and how do you deal with that? Well, we'll be discussing a few ideas coming up.
There's a lot of ways that it's done, a lot of the ways that it's done improperly. The way you want to do it is something that's going to last a long time without breaking the bank. We've got a lot of suggestions there. Also, more deck tips. There's a lot of people out there trying to get their decks ready for summertime. We'll share with you some information we have along those lines. Also, a big chance to win an AFCI, a arc fault circuit interrupter from our friends at Leviton. We're giving away 20 of them a day, so more details coming right up. You know, Joe, years and years ago, people put in a lot of metal doors. It was pretty cool.
Sure.
You had, you know, the metal skin, more or less, with the foam in the middle of it.
Right.
And it sounded real good. But, boy, you're hearing more and more about people that are challenged with keeping paint in place because metal gets hot. So there's a lot of ways that you can do that. But we hear that a lot and a lot of concerns from homeowners.
Yeah. And the reason you see a lot of metal doors even today is that they're very affordable. Right, they're less expensive than both wood and, you can get a really cheap wooden door probably for less, but to get a really good wooden door or a fiberglass door costs more. So that's the reason typically builders put them in, and they look pretty nice, you know, when they're painted. But if they're not protected by, like, I have a metal door in front of our house, but I have a storm door in front of it. It has screens in the summer and glass in the winter that protects it quite a bit. But yeah, if it's not protected, you can run into some problems with a metal door.
But that's not to say you have to throw it away. There is a way that you can make that paint stick, and we'll share that with you in just a bit as well. Hey, if you've been a listener or a viewer of our television show for quite a while, you might remember the Cuppersmith project from 10 years ago.
And 10 so we thought years it would be ago?
10 years
already.
That was
10 years ago? I would have guessed 4 or 5. Wow.
Unbelievable how fast time flies by. But we're going to revisit it a little bit and share with you some of the things that are still the same, that are still trends, but we'll share with you a special part of our website coming up on that. Speaking of coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to have a simple solution. Joe, what do you have up your sleeve?
All right. I have a quick tip for leveling shelves, but not just any shelves. I was installing some shelves recently, and more shelves, when you buy them ready-made from the home center, they have wooden brackets that come to support the shelf. Mm-hmm. And on the back of the brackets are metal keyhole slots.
That's right.
Which makes it really easy to, you know, to hang and install the shelf. But those holes have to be exactly where you need them to be. They have to be properly spaced, and they have to be perfectly level. And there's a little bit of a trick to that. So I'm going to share that coming up in our simple solution this week.
That sounds good. So if you're thinking of getting a little more organized, shelving is a great way to do that, whether it's on a wall or in a closet. So Joe will have some ways that'll make it a little bit easier for you. Hey, we want to remind you how you can get in touch with us. It's really easy. Pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, from time to time, of course, we get a lot of great emails, but every now and then one really jumps out. I want to share one with you now. This came
in,
and let me just read, I'm going to read the whole thing. Let me preface this by saying we have permission from both the husband and the wife to read this over the air.
Did you have to run this by the legal department at today's homeowner?
We certainly had to make sure that both parties were aware, because we talk about, you know, a lot of times in my years as being a contractor, how many times I've been put into almost giving marital advice, you know,
right,
that,
of course,
well, I think this way, she thinks this way, what do you think? Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, we'll get ready for this one. Hi, Danny and Joe. I'm a longtime listener and frequent caller to your radio show, and I appreciate the great project advice you guys have given me over the years. Today, I hope you can help me with some marital advice. You see, whenever a DIY project involves painting or staining, my loving wife, Judy, of 33 years, is always eager to help out, which is great. The problem is her painting skills have never really developed beyond none, to put it kindly. Last summer, when I was building a shed, she wanted to stain the wood siding boards. Long story short, I basically just had to fire her after the third board. It looked like she had used a cat to apply the stain, and there was more stain on the ground than on the boards. So I asked her if she could run an errand for me, which she seemed very happy to do since it involved shopping. Now, I'm getting pretty suspicious here. Do you think she might be faking it? Her lack of painting skills, that is, because I don't understand how she can get her fingernails and toenails to look like the finish on a Lamborghini, but when it comes to painting a piece of wood, things always go terribly wrong. What a great
sense of humor. Sounds like Tom Sawyer. Maybe she doesn't really like painting that much.
Anyway, I hope you guys can give me some advice on what to do the next time she wants to help me with a painting project. Perhaps other listeners can offer their suggestion as well. Thanks, as always, super fan Keith Briggs. Keith, we really appreciate you. That made us laugh right here at the start of the show.
And yeah, that's a great way to start the show.
Yeah, it reminds me too of that advice that I've heard people give newlyweds. You know, that the husband to be says, look, here's what you need to do. She's going to ask you to wash dishes. What you need to do is take, you know, say, sure, honey. And that first time, you take her favorite little glass or her favorite thing and just accidentally drop it on the floor, you know, and then she'll, why'd you do that? I'll never ask you to do that again. Okay, problem solved.
problem solved.
So it's a little similar to that. But Keith, we appreciate that, and I hope you and Judy are able to work things out and find the things that she can do a little better than the painting, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, definitely don't introduce her to a paint sprayer, because that could be really disastrous.
Let's hold off on the paint sprayer.
Need a cat.
And I know, I've never heard of it. The staining looked like she used a cat. Just the visual of that. Of course, don't try that at home. Not a good idea.
Yeah, that's bad for the wood and the cat, so don't do that.
The other day, Joe, I got a call from my wife, and she said, look, I'm down at the boat dock here, and there's the piece of wood floating in the water.
From the boathouse?
Well, she didn't know where. I mean, we had a lot of rain, and so the water had risen a little bit, and I don't know where it came from, but she took a picture of it, and I said, you know, and then immediately I started thinking about lumber prices, you know, and I go, absolutely. And the picture she took, it looked like it was a 2x4 or 2x6. Right. Actually, it was a brand new treated 2x12x12.
Wow.
And somehow she wrestled this waterlogged 2x12 out of there.
Good for her.
And laid it up there for me to get later. By the way, if any of my neighbors are missing one, I've got your board. But anyway, and then I started thinking about it. So I Googled that. How much did that board cost?
Right.
$60.
Wow.
One board,
for a single one,
$60. That's how bad the lumber price situation is. I was on the Weather Channel this week talking about the high prices. I'm doing another radio show this afternoon about this. This is a big controversial subject when you think of in the last 12 months, lumber prices have gone up by 250%.
Almost 300% on some boards, yeah.
It's crazy. And new adjusted figures from the National Home Builders Association mentioned that represents a $36,000 increase in a single family home. It was just a month ago, $24,000. Now it's $36,000 more for an average single family dwelling. And it's taking longer to build the houses because it's so hard to get a lot of the materials in, and the freight issues and labor shortages, all that, which means those builders are spending more on their construction loans in order to finance all of this work. So it is it's a tough situation, and something we'll talk about a little bit more as we go along on the show. Is there hope in sight? Do we see those prices potentially going down? And what is the problem, and why has this taken place? I'll touch on that and a whole lot more as we roll through. But there is a little light at the end of that wooden tunnel, as I heard someone say. So hopefully.
I bet they're not building tunnels out of wood right now.
I know it. And even to the point where 18% of the builders in the country right now are only putting in foundations.
Right.
You know, and then they're just going to wait on the wood until the wood goes down. So quite a phenomenon and quite a shame, and also a bit controversial because of different people's opinion on why this is happening. Right. And the word greed plays into that a little bit. So we'll steer clear of the controversial part, but we'll give you the latest information that we know. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're just getting started here. I'm Danny Lippert along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're rolling up our sleeves and getting ready. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use our mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hand. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, our tool rental department does. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lippert here along with my buddy Joe Truini. And we're so proud of our stations all over the country. Almost every week we pick up additional stations, and we really appreciate each and every one of those. But we also appreciate stations that have been with us for a while, including WCHE AM 1520 in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I want to say hello to Operations Manager Doug Sterling. We appreciate all of the listeners there, and we want to make sure you know how easy it is to reach out to us. You like to send emails? Well, send us one. todayshomeowner.com/ask. You can send us any question, any comment, any things that you want us to discuss. We're wide open and ready to listen to anything that you may want us to share with you. Also, easy to call us on the phone, 800-946-4420. The Today's Homeowner hotline is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, your opportunity to really reach out to us, just like Craig in Georgia did. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me about this. You got a pretty ambitious project in mind. Tell me what's going on there in that backyard.
All right. Yeah, I just moved into a new home, and I have a backyard which has a lot of trees and a lot of bushes. There's a difference of from the top and the bottom, maybe 17 feet.
Wow.
But it extends for about 70 to 80 feet. So just trying to figure out how I can maybe transform this backyard, maybe put a retaining wall in the back.
Okay. Well, I tell you, a house that I lived in that I sold recently that I'd lived in for almost 30 years was built on a lot that from the front of the lot to the back of the lot was a difference of 27 feet.
Oh, wow.
And so I terraced and I know all about retaining walls. And I really made it a very nice, comfortable house, even though I got tired of a lot of the stairs that were associated with it. But when you're talking about, and you know, another thing that I see, Joe, you see these, I was up in Birmingham, Alabama recently, and it's a fairly hilly area there. I see some of these large shopping centers where they will have a retaining wall that looks just like regular pavestone stacking blocks.
Right.
And that thing will be 30 feet tall. And I'm just wondering how in the world, with that type of dirt behind it, hydrostatic pressure, everything else, that they can do that. But the way they interlock might be something that Craig needs to consider, especially if you get the right base. But what do you think on using the pavestone retaining type blocks there for something as high as 16 or 17 feet?
Yeah, you could use something like that, Craig. And the reason they work is they're typically locked together a little bit and they step in slightly. They're not always perfectly vertical, especially the taller you get. But the first thing I'll tell you is I live in Connecticut, and I'm sure this is the same code everywhere in the country. Any retaining wall higher than a certain height, and I think it's relatively low, it might be 5 or 6 feet, would require anything higher than that would require an engineer, because they cannot take the chance of someone building a 10-foot, 20-foot high retaining wall and have a thing collapse, you know, due to rain. You know, usually they have to have some kind of drainage in them. So if you're going up that high, and I'll tell you the other thing I've seen around here, and it doesn't work on every piece of property because these aren't particularly attractive, but sometimes, depending on your yard, you won't see the actual retaining wall. You can get very affordably these giant concrete blocks. And they're like 2 or 3 feet high, 6 feet long, 3 or 4 feet wide, giant blocks. And they have little ways to hook on with a crane and just drop them in place. And they stack them up. And these things are never going to move. And then you can pile dirt up against them. Now, of course, on the back side, they're not all that attractive looking. So you don't want this facing your house. You could always landscape it if you bring in enough dirt and plant something to hide it. But that's a really quick and very fast way to create a tall, it would have to be engineered again, but to have a tall retaining wall that would hold back pretty much anything.
Okay, that makes sense. That'd be a good option for sure.
Yeah. Once you see these, you'll recognize them because you see them around all the time. I see them here. I see them on farms, or they're building, like they dig a big trench and they line it with these blocks so that they can build a barn on top of it or just keep livestock in it, something like that.
Okay.
That's a pretty ambitious project, Craig, but you're doing the right thing and doing a little research before you jump out there and start digging a trench.
Yeah, exactly. What's the cost range, do you think, I should be expecting for a project like this?
Oh, boy, it would be, I would have no idea at all without just getting a pencil. Because if you're talking about a 70-foot long by 16, 17-foot tall, it's a fair amount of money no matter how much labor you put into it, because it's a one-shot deal. It has to be done so right. And as Joe mentioned, having that engineer involved in it is going to be a necessity, and also good comfort for your mind to make sure that you are doing it right. But I would hesitate to even mention any kind of range on that particular project.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your input, guys.
Okay. Our pleasure, Craig. And thanks so much for being with us on the show today.
All right. Take care.
Good. All right. Yeah, that is a pretty ambitious one there. If you're talking about that long, that wide, and
that tall,
And a lot of times, you know, you might in a situation like that, though you would like to have one solid yard, it might be a little more reasonable, a little more manageable to break that into two terraces. So you create one and then create another and have steps between them. It might even be a more attractive way of doing that, you know, than having a 17-foot tall wall. Hey, you know, this is the time of the year where a lot of people are looking at that wooden deck and trying to see, you know, what you can do to make it look a little better. We always like to drop in a few deck maintenance tips for you during this time of the year. And a wooden deck, I mean, it's a wonderful place to spend a sunny afternoon, but the same sunshine that's warming you is aging the wood on your deck. Plus, there's rain and snow that add to the mix. Not only will make a deck dirty, it also will break down the wood fiber. So from time to time, a wood deck just needs a little TLC. Now, on top of that, changes in temperature make the wood continually expand and contract. That will lead to cracks here and there. So in order to combat all those forces, your deck needs some protection in the form of a deck sealer or a stain sealer combination. Joe and I like to recommend a semi-transparent stain that'll really soak down in, but you still are able to enjoy the beauty of the wood. Now, before you apply anything, you'll need to clean the wood thoroughly, and you can do this with a stiff scrub brush and some detergent, or, of course, a lot of people like to use a pressure washer instead. Now, if you use a pressure washer, it speeds up the process, but take your time and keep your distance, or you'll do more damage to the wood fibers or possibly gouge the wood that's almost impossible to sand out. Now, when the deck is dry, you can apply the stain sealer with a roller or a pump-up garden sprayer, but as soon as you apply a few square feet, immediately back brush the surface to work the sealer down into the gaps and the cracks for maximum protection. This tip brought to you by Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. And for more great ideas and inspiration for your outdoors, visit Exmark.com/backyard. We've produced a lot of videos for Exmark recently on all kinds of some very innovative things that you can do around your home. So again, that's Exmark.com/backyard. But you can see probably this weekend right now, Joe, people are out there working on that deck, getting it ready for the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially we were talking about the high cost of lumber. I wonder how many people are building new decks right now. I'm sure they're rather just, I think I'm just going to refinish and restore my existing deck before I add on to it or build a new one.
Well, I've seen some very ugly, neglected decks that you can completely turn around in just one weekend if you do it the right way. Just don't get in a hurry, though. You got to make sure that you get it as clean as you can and that it gets dry. And then don't go cheap on the stain. Go ahead and get a good quality stain, because you're spending a lot of your time on it. You want it to last a long time. And you get that stain down into the pores of that wood, it'll definitely last for a long, long time. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about kitchens. We're going to be talking about air purifier. Do they really work? Well, I've got one that you're going to be interested in if you want to really improve your indoor air quality for your family. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if anyone in your family struggles with allergies or asthma, you know how important clean air can be. You may also want to check out the new Winx D480 True HEPA Air Purifier. Now, this unit combines some of the best air cleaning technologies into a three-stage system to thoroughly clean the air. The first stage is a washable fine mesh pre-filter that removes large particles like hair, pollen, and lint. Next is a disposable activated carbon filter that absorbs odors and household VOCs, or volatile organic compounds. Finally, a true HEPA filter captures 99.97% of unseen particles like pet dander, smoke, dust, and mold spores. Now, this unit also features an auto mode that automatically adjusts the fan speed to meet the needs of your environment. And the sleep mode will dim the lights and set the fan speed to quiet when it's time to go to bed. So for more information on this Winx True HEPA Air Purifier, log on to HomeDepot.com. You know, those purifiers and different things have been around a long time, but with all the stuff we've been through over the last year, people have really tuned in on them a little bit more, and also the awareness that we see of people realizing how important that indoor air quality is. People are trying a lot of different things, so having something like this with the newest and latest and greatest technology is pretty good thing, pretty good gift for someone as well.
Yeah, and I've not heard of one that has both a washable and disposable filter in one. I've heard of one of each. In fact, there have been a lot of really new washable ones. If you haven't looked into those are a really nice option because they're, you know, if you add it up, they can get, buying good filters can get expensive, but these, you can wash them, actually put them in a washing machine and wash them. They don't last forever, but I think you can wash them 50, up to 30 or 40 or 50 times, depending on the filter. Yeah.
That's pretty good, and I know the change out of that's very easy. It's
right.
It's kind of a challenge, you know, when you have, you know, we talked before about filters that people have in their range hoods, and we always kid around about the times that I've asked homeowners when we've been out taping show, you know, when's the last time you changed your filter, and you get that, you know, deer in the headlight looks like what filter you're speaking of, but a lot of those could be a little hard, you know, to unclip, or I've even seen some that require a screwdriver. You got to make it easier. It's just not going to get changed out at all. All right, let's go to Pennsylvania right now. Jerry is on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Danny and Joe. I appreciate you taking the call.
Absolutely. A little frustration in the kitchen there. Tell us about it.
Well, after about 18 years, we want to replace our plastic laminated countertop and looking to maybe put in like quartz or solid surface. But as you maybe saw in those pictures that I sent you, we get a little bit of a gap that opens up in the wintertime when the house is all dried out, but then it seals itself back up come summertime when the humidity levels back up. And my concern is if I put a solid surface countertop in, how do I keep a good seal where it meets the wall, and then eventually putting some maybe some tile on the wall to meet the countertop?
I got you. Okay. Isn't it unbelievable how much expansion and contraction takes place? We hear from people all the time saying, my crown molding is falling off my ceiling, you know, and then summertime comes and what, did you come by and fix it? Because there's not a crack there anymore. You know, it's just amazing that movement like that. But I would imagine with an 18-year-old laminate countertop that the glue that held that backsplash up probably has failed a little bit, especially with movement. And you probably would not have that same problem with solid surface, because solid surface is going to expand and contract a lot less. And, you know, being aware that there is a, you know, ongoing problem with it now, you could encourage the installers to maybe put a little extra adhesive that they generally would put on the wall anyway to hold it tight. Joe, do you have any other suggestions on that?
Yeah, Jerry, the trick that I've seen that works really well, it does create a slightly different issue, but it works really well, is the backsplash is typically glued down to the wall and to the top of the counter. And the reason it's glued to the top of the counter, of course, is to keep water from going underneath it. But in a situation like this, if you have a lot of movement, you can just adhere the backsplash to the wall and not to the countertop. Now, if the wall moves in or out, the backsplash will just slide in or out. You'll never see the gap. You won't realize that there even is a gap back there because it won't be visible. Now, of course, the downside, as I mentioned, is it's not exactly watertight underneath the backsplash. And that's only an issue by the sink, right? I mean, behind the microwave, who cares? You're not splashing water back there. So that's one way to solve that. But I think Danny's right. If you go to quartz or granite or something like that, there's probably some movement in the countertop and in the cabinets, and you'll have less of that with a stone or quartz counter, I think, than with an old plastic laminate one, which has a particle board core, and that absorbs moisture, and it's moving everywhere. I'm surprised your backsplash hasn't swollen. And what I would do is I would take off everything that's there before you put in a new countertop. I would put in a 4-inch high backsplash that's made out of the same material as a countertop, then tile above it. And what you could do at that point, that would allow you to put in backer board, or better yet, Schluter makes a product called Curdy Board, which is 100% waterproof. And if you put that, which is a tile substrate, if you put that up first, if any water does get underneath it, it's not going to rot out the drywall or the wood framing or anything else behind the backsplash and tile.
Okay, well, sounds like a good idea, and we'll definitely look into that. And, you know, it's just something like you saw that, you know, I get up to a half-inch opening come wintertime.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The original backsplash that's attached to the countertop is nice and solid. It doesn't move, and I don't think they ever put any glue behind the backsplash. They just bumped it against the wall and then secured it with the screws from underneath into the countertop.
Right.
So, Yeah, that was my biggest concern, is just, you know, making sure that no water gets down, you know, behind the countertop and then into the wall and below. So, you know, don't want any rotting going on down there.
Right. I just did the same thing, and I used, excuse me, Danny, I used that Kerdy board, and that's K-E-R-D-I, Kerdy board. It's basically styrofoam with a fabric on it. That's why it's waterproof.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something we'll look into, and hopefully we have it in our area up here.
I'm sure you do.
All right, Jerry, well, thanks so much, and I know it sounds like a great kitchen countertop is in the future, one that won't be expanding in contraction, hopefully, so that's great. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you how you could possibly win a arc fault circuit interrupter from our friends at Leviton, and we've got a lot of emails coming up and a lot more information that you can use around your home right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete all around your home with the elegance of granite as easily as painting? You can in just a weekend with Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings. Terrazzo is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and more with lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Tight Bond Radio Spot, take one.
In a world where adhesion is king.
What?
One brand.
Wait a minute, is your script...
Sticking all kinds of amazing things together.
That's true, but...
It's the greatest innovation since nuclear fusion.
Now remember, this is for Tight Bond.
Oh, right. Tight Bond. No hype, no gimmicks. Just reliable adhesives from a trusted source for generations.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the show. You know, we all like to win things, and here's an opportunity to win something really cool from our friends at Leviton. It's nice to win things, but it's really nice to win something you can install in your home that'll make it safer for your family. We're partnering with our friends again at Leviton for this special giveaway to keep your family safe. It's the 20-a-day AFCI giveaway. For your chance to get an AFCI completely free, head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Now, if you're asking yourself, yourself, what is an AFCI? It stands for arc fault circuit interrupter. An AFCI looks just like a regular electrical outlet when it's installed, but it can literally save your life by preventing electrical fires. AFCIs detect arcs in your wiring and will immediately cut the power off to keep you and your family safe. Now, you can learn more by going to Leviton.com/AFCI. And make sure you enter the giveaway. Today's homeowner.com/giveaway, and you don't want to wait. The giveaway ends May 16th, but we're giving 20 of these away each and every day, and Leviton is really dedicated to making the American home as safe as it possibly can be. So let's go right to the phones, Joe, and talk All with right. Sandra in Missouri. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us what's going on there around your house.
I have a front door that is metal, but it's covered in vinyl that, because of the sun exposure, the vinyl started peeling off, and it's like, it's a perfectly good door. I would like to know if I can strip that vinyl and then paint the metal.
Okay, so Sandra, if I understand this correctly, it's a metal door, but the entire surface of the door is covered in like a skin of vinyl?
Yes.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that. But whatever's on that door, you can take it off. There's be a way of grinding it off. Now, the simplest thing, actually, I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, you could take the door off and bring it to an auto body shop who do nothing but refinish metals and spend a lot of time replacing parts and refinishing metal. And they would have the correct tools, and it would take them no time at all to take that off, get it down to bare metal, and they could also prime it and even paint it for if you wanted. But yeah, whatever that is on there, I'm not sure why it would have a vinyl coating on it, but I've not heard of that before. But you would have to take that off, and I think the easiest way would be to mechanically grind it off, because the metal's pretty tough. You don't want to grind through the metal, but you want to grind off whatever's there and then get down to, if not the bare metal, at least the primer that's underneath it. And the good thing about metal is, as long as it's not rusted or pitted, you can paint it and it would look brand new, absolutely brand new.
Right. So in painting it, what products would you recommend?
You'd use a primer specifically designed for metal. Then at that point, you could put any exterior grade paint, and I would recommend 100% acrylic. You can get paint, exterior paint, top coat for metal, but even just the house paint would work, because it would 100% acrylic would expand and contract with the temperature changes. And that would survive being, that's what I put on the front of my house. My metal door faces east, so it gets early morning sun all year.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sandra. Good luck.
Our pleasure, Sandra. Have a good weekend. It's one of those maintenance things. The metal doors are just not as popular as they once were. They tend not to be as energy efficient as they thought they would be. And then there's the maintenance part of it. And that's where the fiberglass doors have gotten so popular nowadays, and being able to utilize those.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if she's describing it correctly, or I'm just not familiar with it, but a metal door coated in vinyl.
I think actually
it
was just
that is?
I just think it was the coating. It looks like vinyl, because if you have a couple coats of acrylic latex on there and it starts peeling, it looks just like some type of vinyl. I'm sure that's what it.
The one thing they did correct on those metal doors were the little vinyl strips around the lights, around the windows. They'd melt.
They look terrible.
Yeah. But they've since improved that. I haven't seen that happen in years.
Hey, over the last few weeks, we've been telling you about the benefits of basement living space, and we've been working with our friends at Bilco to give you some of these tips. If you have that space underneath your house, you certainly will want to listen in. Now, if you live on the East Coast or in the Midwest or the Pacific Northwest, you certainly are familiar with basements, but you may not be aware of all of the benefits that come from using these areas as living space. Now, while those geographic areas are the most common locations for homes to have basements, a basement can be a great source of additional living space no matter where you live, because it's the least expensive space in your home to completely finish. Now, as the footprints of homes get smaller and smaller, these spaces become even more valuable as a source for additional living space. Plus, that extra usable space can also increase the value of your home once you complete it. So you don't think of a basement just for laundry areas and storage. That additional square footage is great for living rooms, family rooms, game rooms, or maybe even an additional bedroom. bedroom or two. That may be also particularly important if you have millennial children moving back in to live, which is quite a trend these days. Also, you're finding yourself working from home a lot, so a basement is a perfect location for a home office. Really, any space that you would have on the first floor can now be part of your basement. However, if you're going to use the basement for living space, it's important to make sure the space is up to code and has emergency egress. That means there's got to be a way of getting out without going through the first floor. Now, some of the best ways to do that is adding basement doors and window wells that meet the code. So make the most of the space you have and do it the right way. These tips brought to you by Bilco, the leader in basement access products. To learn how to get more out of your basement, visit Bilco.com. Great way of being able to utilize that space you have below us. Have you heard of the Cumbersmith Project? If you've been listening to us for a while or watching the television show, you know what I'm talking about. If not, we're going to tell you all about it when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bonide Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get eight. It's better than seven.
Eight? I just want one.
Eight brand insect control from Bonide. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bonide Guy. Guess you could say eight's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with eight brand insect control from Bonide. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home. So why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
I just wanted to mention to everybody how we're reopening the doors to the Cuppersmith Project. That's spelled K-U-P-P-E-R-S-M-I-T-H. If you've been around with us for a while, you'll know about it because it was one of our largest projects that we've ever taken on. It was a 13-part series that we featured on the Today's Homeowner television show. We partnered with Better Homes and Gardens. They had magazine coverage. We had a lot going on there. And I'd love for you to drop by todayshomeowner.com/Cuppersmith, and you can see the entire 13-episode series completely free of charge. That's todayshomeowner.com/Cuppersmith. I mean, we went from top to bottom on this beautiful, classic English Tudor home. It's one of my, I'm probably more proud of this than just about any remodeling project that I did, and I would love for you to check it out again. You'll hear more about it, and we'll be doing a few special podcasts on this with a few of the key people from Better Homes and Gardens. So just wanted you to think about that. todayshomeowner.com/Cuppersmith. Right now, let's switch gears and turn it over to Joe Truini for this week's Simple Solution.
All right, Danny. Many wooden shelves come with brackets, typically wooden brackets that mount to the wall. And on the back of each bracket is a metal keyhole slot. And the idea of the keyhole slot is that you slip it over the screw head and it slides down and locks in place. Well, that's great, except the challenge is, how do you get those keyhole slots to line up with the screws? The screws have to be precisely spaced center to center on the slots, and they also, of course, have to be level. So here's an easy way to do that. Start by taking a level and put two strips of tape on the level and lay it on the back of the bracket and just make a mark at the center of each bracket on the pieces of tape. So now you have the exact spacing from the center of one slot to the center of the other. Now you just take the level, go to the wall, put it on, hold it against the wall where you want to mount the shelf, and adjust it until the bubble's right exactly in the middle. Then you draw a little line, a vertical line, transferring the mark on the level on each end, indicating the spacing of the slots. Then you also have to draw a little horizontal line showing that where the level indication is. And then you just drive in your screw right at that intersection of the little, looks like an upside down T at this point, but you drive in the screw right there, and now you have the exact spacing and you know it's perfectly level. Because once you slide these brackets into place and you lock down, I mean, that's it. There's no adjustment. You can't then try to level it. So try that. It works really well. I've done this several times, and it's about the only way I know to level up something using those keyhole slots.
Well, I tell you, that's another good project to take your time on, too, because you know how we've all done that before, gotten a little bit of a hurry and put a screw in the wall. Uh-oh, it's on the wrong side of the line, and you can't move a screw over an eighth of an inch because, you know, all of a sudden you've got a big hole there. So that's a good tip to save you a lot of trouble when you're installing those brackets like that, because they're good and they're easy to install, but if you line those nails upright or the screws upright, you can't go wrong.
By the way, Danny, I want to mention that if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution right now, you can, well, not right now, wait till the radio show's over, but when you have some free time, you can see a video that just posted of me using this exact technique.
There you go. You can't go wrong there. And while you're there, you can see over 500 more simple solutions that are available for you right now. todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, hey, don't worry about it. Go to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast, and you can find out more about that at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.